Welcome to another edition of Brews and Crews. I am your host, Chris Jacobson, and I am in Michigan with Bella Blank. Welcome to the podcast, Bella.
Thank you for having me, Christopher. I'm so excited.
Thank you for calling me by my full name. So today we're going to actually have ourselves a little Red Bull because this is actually in the morning here.
It's going to give us some wings.
We're going to need some wings.
I'm going to need some wings for this morning. We've had a long weekend, to say the least.
So we're having sugar-free Red Bull because we're health conscious.
Yes, and we've had a lot of seltzers have sugar in them all weekend, so our heads are hurting, you know? Cheers.
Cheers.
To wings.
To wings and things. So this is actually a pretty fun episode because if some of you remember, I think it was about episode 10, Enyo was my guest, and this just happens to be his gal.
That's right.
So it seems like whenever I'm with you guys, it's a live on location set because
even it's on the go. It's on the go. We're always on the go.
Podcast on the go. So yeah, we're having we actually flew out here to you guys for Steph's birthday. Mm-hmm. And we've been spending the last 4-5-ish days so far. We flew in Thursday. It's Monday now. We leave tomorrow on Tuesday. So 5 days roughly. And
it's a good trip.
If you are watching, if you're not watching, you need to tune in because behind us, this is literally their backyard of their house and it is a marina. So How long ago did you guys move in?
So we actually are a year this week.
A year this week.
A year this week we've been in here.
So you've only been here for one full year total.
Yep.
Now, you guys have actually had a second boat before this one, right?
Yeah. We sold it before the 4th of July, and then Enyo was like, I need a freaking boat, and got on, you know, Facebook Marketplace, and it was actually right down the street.
So which one do you like better, the 25-foot jet boat or this one?
This one.
This one? Okay.
I have to say that it, these waves out here, we get like white caps. So
yeah, that's something that we don't have in, Enyo took me out on the jet ski three mornings ago. He took me out and he's like, yeah, this is a really calm day out here. There's no wind and we're getting out there. I'm like,
yep.
Holy smokes. I'm like, this is kind of a rough day for us on the Mississippi River.
It gets pretty bad out here.
And see, now I wasn't.
This is Lake St. Clair, mind you, too.
Lake St. Clair. So
this is kind of, this is not a great lake of Michigan, but it's pretty dang close.
And actually, don't you have inlets that come from Lake Michigan, or one of the Great Lakes mm-hmm. in here?
So cargo ships will come through okay. the canals and go straight from Lake Erie through here and cut in, I think, to what, Lake Michigan? Something like Michigan, something, I think, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's Lake Huron.
Yeah, Lake Huron.
Yeah, because Michigan's over by Chicago.
Yep.
So, yeah, we've been out enjoying, 2 days so far? You guys took us out, and
so let's get a recap of our weekend.
Let's do a recap.
Because this is, oh, gosh.
Okay, where do we start?
Where do we start?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is pretty cool. So we've had this planned. When did we plan this? March, right?
Yep, we right after we got off the cruise,
so right after the cruise in March, we booked. They booked tickets and we planned it July 26th through the 31st or whatever. And I was looking on like what to do for the weekend in Detroit. I was like, you know, trying to research concerts, all this stuff. And I came across the Detroit page that was like Minnesota Twins versus the Tigers. Yep. So I'm like, how freaking cool. What a coincidence that the weekend they come in, they're playing the Minnesota Twins. So I was like, I have to get these tickets. So I surprised them with tickets to the Minnesota Twins. So Friday morning, we went to Detroit and spent the day there. We went to Tin Roof, which is a crazy bar in Detroit that everyone goes to pregames before the games. Then we saw it said Hulk Hogan night.
<That's>
so.
Right.
If anyone, obviously all you people back at home know Chris, love the WrestleMania kind of stuff. So we really were determined to see Hulk Hogan. And we got to the game, had a few brews while we were cruising. And we ended up, you know, losing. Well, us. They won.
Twins won, yes.
Twins won. And what else did we do? We left the game. Walked over to Tin Roof.
The best part I thought about Tin Roof is that it said Hulk Hogan night, but it didn't tell the date. So no. We thought Hulk Hogan was there that night.
We thought he was there.
But he was actually there the day before.
He was.
And funny thing is actually what I saw a video with him and Dan Campbell, the Lions head coach, and it was on, what day did we go, Friday? So it was on Thursday he was there. And yep. So we're sitting there looking for Hulk Hogan all night, just yelling out his name.
Yep.
The best part is, though.
We met some girls in the bathroom, and they were like, hey, let's go to Legends. So we went to Legends. Let's just say it was very legendary.
It was. And great lamb chops.
Great lamb chops.
But here's the actually the funny thing is we're going to come to another story. But we actually did meet Hulk Hogan, quote unquote.
So after Friday, we woke up and we got on the boat, spent all day bar hopping. Then, you know, dove in some cold water.
Oh, that was good, though. That was refreshing.
That was really refreshing. Then we had an early night in. We went to sleep. Woke up because we had another early boat day. Got on our friend's yacht over there, whatever it is.
Yeah, you can't see it in the background if you're watching, but it's just, like, right over my head.
Yeah, it's a pretty big boat.
Yeah, it's 41 foot, I think. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
So we got on there all day yesterday, went to the place called The Moot. And if any of you guys know what that is, The Moot is... It's piss water, to be honest with you.
Oh, I saw a lot of oil.
And there was a lot of oil. But no, it's actually this like huge sandbar in Michigan that everyone goes. So 4th of July, we have a thing called Jobby Nooner, Raft Off. And basically, you get on these boats early in the morning. You head out there on a Sunday. Sundays are the best days for it. And you go out there and you all tie up. And it's like, how long do you say the line is? Mile. It's like probably at least a couple miles long.
Yeah, I would on say a good about day. A mile, for sure.
On a good day, it's a couple miles long. And it's basically like just a bunch of boats tied up with each other. And everyone just has a great time. Drinks a lot of water, you know.
Well, yesterday
very
when we were...
sober day.
Yes, lots of water is
lots
needed.
Lots of water.
Well, yesterday I thought it, you know, I thought it was busy, and Enyo's like, no, this isn't even a busy day. Both of you guys.
No,
said
it
that.
Really wasn't as crazy as it usually is, but.
And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, there's got to be roughly maybe just under 1,000 boats sitting there. I'm like, yeah. it's pretty busy because on the Mississippi we don't have that. We pull up to a sandbar, and whatever you can fit on a sandbar is all you can put there. We don't get to do.
And this is a sandbar too, so everyone you know walks through this like channel of boats pretty much.
Yeah. But it's about 3 feet tall, I would say. So, yeah, you are on a sandbar, per se, but you're able to walk through it. That's the best part about the whole thing is because you always stay cool.
Yeah, you're always in the water.
So,
that's
okay.
How you get burnt, though.
Why do they call it The Moot?
So there's no reason, but it's Little Musket Moot.
That's the bay?
So it's the name of the bay.
Oh, gotcha.
So now everyone's just like, let's go to The Moot.
Let's go to The Moot.
Let's go to The Moot.
Now, are there other places that are like that around the lake?
So that one's where all the adults go. Not many kids, although there was some kids there yesterday, which was weird. But not many kids go to that one. But there's family ones.
There's family ones?
Hello, Anya.
We got a live studio audience again.
We do. There's ones for adults, which is The Moot, and then Big Musket Moot. So there's Little Musket Moot, Big Musket Moot, and then there is... a family one that's called Bare Naked Bay.
Oh.
I don't know why that's actually for children. That doesn't make sense. Now that
it is.
No, that one's the family friend one. It's Bare Musket Bay.
Bare Naked Musket
Bay. Bare Naked Bay. Sorry, I got the moot and that one confused. I'm still learning this lake, though, because like I said, I've only been out here for a year, so.
Where are you originally
from?
It's
so big. So I'm from Linden.
How far away is that from?
That's about an hour and 15 minutes from here. It's a little town in the country.
So you're a little country gal.
I'm a little country gal. This is really city life for me. This is a huge change. You'll have to show your audience like the houses after this, but all these houses are pretty much like right on top of each other.
Yep.
There's no privacy around here, which I was raised on like 12 acres.
Sure.
So like. I didn't have any neighbors next to me at all.
Same thing happens where we're from, too. People go, oh, man, how do you like living that close to people? I'm like, I don't know. It's not that bad, but this
Wisconsin,
is pretty close.
Oh, Minnesota.
Yep.
Wisconsin, it's all farmlands, right?
A lot of it.
Majority
yeah.
of it.
Yep.
Unless you're in the city part.
Correct.
It's kind of like how we are. This is city life. This is very city life for me.
So was it a big adaptation for you to come here? And
it still is.
Still is.
It still is.
What's the best and what's the worst part about that then?
The best is the community. I love all of our people around here.
That's good because that could
be a deal breaker. It does remind me of small town stuff though. That's what I do like because everyone knows everybody. So like it's easy to be around people, but I would say the worst thing is the privacy. Like we have our blinds go down at 7:30 when the sun goes down sometimes. You know, because actually funny story. So when we first moved into this house, we didn't have blinds so on our house here, we have, tinted windows because we don't want people to see through during the day. So the tints actually go on the other side of the house at nighttime. So it's wherever the light goes is where the tint is. So at night, everybody can see into our house, right?
Okay.
But when we first moved in, we didn't have any of that stuff. Didn't have the blinds, didn't have the windows. And when we'd shower at night, we'd light a candle. So just before we got them, we'd light a candle just so we, you know, we could see our hands in a reflection or whatever, you know, of ourselves. Because boats go through this canal all day long. So that was a huge problem because Anya one day was showering. Okay. And I was downstairs cooking it up. You know, I didn't hear the shower running because I went upstairs. So he must have obviously turned it off. I opened the door, turned on the light, and he's getting out of the shower and he's wiping his legs down. Well, in our master bathroom, we have a huge, huge window. So I'm telling you, within 5 seconds of turning on that light, a boat was going by.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. And they started beeping their horn. They're like, woo, yeah. You know, and Anya was like dropped to the ground like a flop fish and was like laying on the ground because he's like, oh my gosh. He goes, they seen me. So I opened up the slider door up there and I reached out and they're all talking. They're like, oh my gosh, we saw his butt. We saw his butt.
I'm surprised he didn't give him the helicopter show.
Yeah, I know.
That sounds like an Enya thing.
It should have been.
Yes. I mean,
we didn't know our neighbors then. Now he probably would have done it.
Probably. Well, yeah, people got to realize the boats that go back here are pretty big ones. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have double deckers going through with Z-Man rolling through.
Yeah, they have
all
their friends, random people, strangers.
Yeah, so there's pretty big boats that roll back here. It's not small little open bow 20 footers. It's like 40 footers coming through.
Pretty big.
So that's nice. Okay, yeah. So then you like your neighbors, but your little privacy is rough.
That's gonna be hard to get. That's hard to get used to.
Okay, and you're 1 year in, so now. You guys just have built your house, which is beautiful. If anybody could see this house, it's amazing. You guys have such cool details within it. Like,
you did a good job.
Something as simple as lights illuminating on the staircase is pretty cool as you walk by. That's
His uncle, and because his whole family are home builders, so they always have, like Italians typically, always like to have their bars close by, you know?
Yeah.
So all of his family members pretty much have bars in the middle of their house, and then just like, so that's like fine details, you know, that. And then the lights of the staircase, you walk by it, sensors, so as soon as you walk by those lights, the whole staircase lights just pretty much go up.
So were there any details in the house that you had your hand in?
The bar
in the kitchen.
Yeah, in the kitchen.
What was your idea?
So I did the wine racks. So that's much the only thing that I actually had an opinion on, which I was happy about because you know how they are with their bars. But no, I designed it. I drew it out. He had something else picked out in mind because we were trying to figure out how to make that space. So I did the wine racks. I drew it out.
Is that the X that goes through it?
Yep.
That one? Okay. Mm-hmm. So then you have like what?
And then
four?
The the shelves.
Oh, yes.
Yep. So I drew all of that. So I, you know, grabbed a pen and paper, did some little drawings, and he was like, yep, like it. So then he took it to his cabinet guys, and they did exactly what I freaking drew.
Oh, nice. So they fashioned it up for you. Oh, cool. So they actually took your idea of drawing.
Yeah.
That's
I was actually
neat.
Shocked that he took my idea because he's like, that's his profession, you know?
So everything else is Enyo's idea?
Yeah.
Even on the illuminated stairs?
Even the
furniture?
To be honest with you, I'm not a fan of illuminated stairs.
Really?
It's nice every now and then, but you know, say if you're trying to go and sneak a midnight snack,
No. It's like an Elvis Midnight Snack.
Yeah, then the whole entire house just glows up, you know.
That is true. That is true. Your cat walked by a couple of times. They're like, oh,
yes.
Oh,
and then the cats constantly trigger the sensor. So it's, and it, I told him to turn down the lights a little bit. But
did you have any opinion on the furniture?
Yes, I did. I picked out all that stuff.
You picked it all out?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Anything that's in the house, I decorated.
How about the boat? Did you get an opinion on the boat?
That one, I did. No opinion on the boat. Nope.
No opinion. That's,
nope.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you. And so you're from a small town.
I'm from a small town.
And you are a hairstylist, is that correct?
I am a hairstylist. Yes, all right. I am.
So now.
You are very familiar with hairstylists because of Steph's family, huh?
I am. Well, her mom, yeah.
Everyone.
Sure.
Sister, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Her sisters are too. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just to feel like if you're from the country town, how does hairstyling come into the mix?
So that's why, actually, it's funny. I moved out here for that, pretty much. So
oh, really?
So when I, when I first met Enyo, I went for nursing. So I did that, and I just, my whole family's nurses, so I was like, I can do this, like, whatever. Well, I went to school, and I'm like, not for me. So I became a hair nurse. No.
What is a hair nurse?
No, I just went to beauty school.
Oh, I thought it was like if you made like a wig for someone that had cancer or something.
I just call myself a hair nurse. All right, perfect. Like, I don't. It's same thing, you know. Saving lives.
One strand at a time.
That's good. So I quit nursing school and took a break for a little bit, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go to beauty school. It's kind of what I do. I've always liked doing hair. Always liked doing the makeup. So I did that. It wasn't something that I was going to do forever. I just wanted my license just to have it. I thought I wanted to go into more, but like business side, I still can. It's a journey that I just started a couple years ago. So I'm still building my clientele, learning the area. I'm starting all from scratch. So I don't know anybody out here. So
sure.
Building is really hard. It's not like my family can drive an hour to come and just get their hair done, you know? So, I'm just still building. I work at a place called Andrew Mark Salon, and love my coworkers. They're great. So Enyo's dad, or actually, it's Enyo's mom that got me the job.
Okay.
They know Angela Mark. Okay. So, yeah. Were like.
Do you enjoy doing it?
I do. I do. It's very fun. There's some days that are harder than others, you know?
Okay, so what would make something hard then in that? Just the types of cuts you'd have to do or coloring or stuff like that?
Cutting is hard. I've done a bunch of classes. I assisted for almost, it would be 3 years, I guess it was. It's hard to explain because building is weird. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of how to say this.
What is building? What do you mean?
Like building your clientele.
Oh, building your clientele, yeah. Yes.
Like people come in, they'll call in and be like, hey, can I come get my hair done? Social media is a huge thing that's like building.
Sure.
It's you want to have a social media, an Instagram, a Facebook to post all your stuff because back in the olden days, everyone would just be like, hey, you know, I want to get my hair done. I don't care who I see. Just give me whoever. Well, that's not how it goes anymore. People go in pretty much shop for a hairstylist. You know, they go in there, they on social media type in, you know, balayage or highlights, and they see who's the best one at doing it. And then they call that whatever salon that you're in and they pretty much book an appointment.
All right.
You know, where with me, I don't know anyone out here, so I wait for that kind of stuff, and then it's harder for me to build my social media.
Sure.
Because I don't have those people, you know? But I'm getting better. I'm taking more classes, learning all the crazy things of what to do with hair. But
this is where I would find doing hair a little interesting. Is it ever awkward touching people's hair? Like when you're about to do up the do? I mean,
it's never awkward. I would never say that, but it's the young kids that come in that are like, you know, that have no personality and you're like, so how was your day today? What did you do, you know, yesterday or for the weekend or, you know, talking to them, it's a little weird, but.
So it's the talking, making conversations sometimes
is the
weirdest
part. Yeah,
I would
say, but it's never, I mean, unless it's like a huge color correction, you know, people come in and be like, hey, I bleached my whole head last night and it didn't lift, you know, light enough. So half my hair is blonde and half my hair is orange. Can you fix this? Then you're like, oh shit, you know.
And
I gotta fix this.
Okay, is that a pretty tough process to do?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
There's some days, you know, color corrections are booked out a little bit differently, because, you know, I just had someone. Anything can go. Hair is hard because anything can happen to it. You don't know someone's head of hair. You don't know what they put on every single day. So, I had this one client actually come in one time that she had box color hair, and box color is like a metallic dye pretty much soaks into the cuticle, and it's so hard to lift. So say if like your natural virgin hair, it can lift pretty easily, but if you have something that's, you know, in your hair like metallic dye, it's gonna be really hard to lift. So this girl wanted a balayage. You know, she didn't say that she had any. You have to ask all those questions. You know, that's what's called consulting. And you ask them, you know, what did you put in your hair? You make them sign all this stuff. And she never clarified that she had, you know, box color in her hair. So we started balayaging. Well, her natural that was grown out to here was beautiful. It lifted amazing. Then down here lifted so orange. So it's like that stuff can happen. So basically what you do is you know, drag out a toner to try to match this with this. And it's a process. Going someone from dark to light, it's always a process, always. So there's a lot of difficult stuff that has to, it's not just, you know, you walk in and be like, hey, give me a number two down the side. There's
give me the number two up on
highlight.
This.
Give me some, what is it? What did you get back in
Frosted
the
Frosted tips.
Frosted tips. Oh. No, it's not like that. You put the cap on, you pull it. No.
Yeah. You do that?
No, I've never done that.
Okay, because it's kind of making a comeback.
It is coming back, but we don't do the head thing anymore. We use foils.
Use foils, okay. Nope. Well, I remember I used to get that. They put the cap on, they pull up the hair, and then they would highlight it, and it was, yeah. You know, my hair grows so darn fast, so that it was gone in like a month, and it was expensive to do, at least back then it kind of was. But now I cut my own hair. And
you cut your own hair?
Yeah.
You do it? You're, seriously?
I've been doing it since 2010.
No way. Tell me about it. How do you... let me interview you.
Tell me about your hair.
I mean, I was just going to say the other day, that's good. It's a fresh cut.
Yeah. I did it just before we came here.
You fade yourself, too?
Mm-hmm. So, I learned...
I'm going to tell you something about a men's cut, you guys. Yes. So, men's cuts, you did a good job because you squared it out.
Yeah.
So... anything on a man has to be square because it's a more masculine. Anything round is what women technically get. So if you rounded out your haircut and went up with it a little bit with the clippers.
I've done that by accident.
Yeah, yep. It happens. You would just look a little bit more, you know, feminine.
I already have a round face and I didn't want a round haircut. And so I didn't even think of it that way.
No,
now
yeah,
that you say that.
You squared it out. It looks like it... Got it professionally done.
So I used to just go way up the side, and then it looked terrible.
So what do you do? Okay. Break it down.
Break it down from
do
a,
you have clipper
break it down
guards
from a fundamental
or?
Standpoint. So I have a whale or wall. What is it called? Wall? You tell me. You're the pro at this.
Yeah, wall.
It's a wall, and I get one about every 10 years or so. And I just got the one through no guard. And then I found on Amazon, you can get longer cuts. So you get longer blades. So I put
on
the
half guards, right?
Yeah.
I don't do men's cuts, guys. I only cut.
Oh, you don't? See, I was going to ask you that.
No, I only cut Enyo's hair. That's it. And sometimes his isn't even that good.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. Sometimes I totally round him out, too.
Well, so anyways, yeah, you get the guards that go on. There's like a 1 through 8. And then there's other ones that I bought that are a little longer because I like about a 1.25 inch on top here. And then on the
you
side.
You cut the top of yours too?
Yep.
Oh,
but
my
It's literally, is that with the scissors though? It's
you
just,
should become a barber.
No, I should not. I like to do my own. That's about it. I have done friends though, and they're actually pretty decent. But anyways, what I'll do is I'll just take the top, I'll buzz it down to the 1.25 inch. And then on the sides, I'll do a no guard up about halfway.
Yeah.
And then from there.
How do you do the back?
So I have a trifold mirror.
Wow.
And the trifold mirror basically gives me a 360 degree view of the back of my head barely. And then I'll freehand the blending.
Would you look at that, you guys?
And it comes out pretty decent, but my hair grows so fast that if it's a mess up, in about 5 days you wouldn't even know the difference.
Yeah.
So I just cut it before we came here on Wednesday.
I would have thought you totally went to a barber for that one.
No, I appreciate this. That's coming from a pro. And so you don't do men's hair, huh?
No, I don't.
How come?
I always thought that I wanted to, but honestly, it's really hard because of that.
Yeah.
But now you're making me look like a freaking loser. No, it's hard. Everything in a men's cut shows. So, well, when I got into it, I assisted this girl. She doesn't really do men's cuts, so I kind of just, like, let it go. But, yeah, everything shows. It's really hard. All these young kids want the thing that, like, flaps over their head and it's, like, shaved. And then, you know, then it's like cut. Flop cut. And then now it, like, I don't know, bald fades are in with the little razors. And technically, cosmetologists can't use razors. So that's, like, another...
oh, really?
Yeah, so it's 1,500 hours for a cosmetologist, and I think it's 500 more, I believe, to be a barber.
500 hours?
Yeah, 500 more hours. I think how many hours you have to do for a barber, but I know it's more than a cosmetologist, which is weird because, you know, we learn the hair, skin, and nails. I don't know what barbers learn. I know,
360 mirror. A trifold mirror.
They do all the skin fades with the razors. Yeah. You know, they learn your face to, you know, cut the beards. We don't do any of that stuff. But that's what they want, so.
See, I could see how that would be tough for a men's cut because, like, here's the reason why I started doing it is because I would go to places and I would come home and I'm, like, sitting there touching up myself because there's long hair right about here. I'm like, what the heck did I just pay for?
Yeah.
And then my hair grows out pretty fast and I like a fresh cut about every week and a half. So 2 weeks is actually long for me if I let it go.
Oh, poor Enyo. He gets, you know, just when I feel like it.
Oh,
I come home. My hours are so awful.
What if he cooks you dinner? Does that get a free haircut?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Does something nice. Like, okay, will you cut my hair now?
He doesn't ever ask that, though.
Really? You just tell him?
I tell him, like, we're cutting your hair. You're like, oh. He would grow it out to his freaking back if he could.
Oh, my gosh. I tried growing my hair out one time, and I hated it.
Well, Enyo's hair grows out like this.
That's how mine does.
It's really, it would be just an afro at the most, but.
Afro Enyo. Okay. So now you're moved here. You got somewhat of a clientele now after about, what, a year?
Yep.
So before you actually moved here, were you working in a different town?
So I assisted in Fenton, which is where, like, the next town over from us.
So how long did it take you while you were assisting others then? Because what does that even mean? I guess you're just helper, like a helper?
Yes.
Okay.
So basically after beauty school, you know, you learn the basics in beauty school. So I could learn how to put on root color or whatever. And then you take the state boards, you pass, and then you can either go do hair right away, which is, I don't recommend. That's why everyone does an assisting program, which is, should take around like 2 years to do.
Okay.
And that you learn, you sit, you know, you learn under a stylist and pretty much, you know, just learn all the things that they know. So it's better to help you get into a salon. So my friend that I assisted for has a huge clientele, you know, so I got pretty lucky. She just went into maternity leave too, so I got a lot of her clients, you know, while the time being to help me make a lot of money or extra money, you know, on top of me taking my own clients that I build too. So I've been really, really busy this summer, so that's good, you know, because sometimes, like when you first start off doing hair, you almost wait for people to come in,
you know?
You wait for those walk-ins or you wait for someone to message you up from your social media. So building is hard because of that reason itself.
Okay, so a question I have then, and you can answer this if you want. Do you get paid based on who comes in, or do you get paid an hourly wage and then tips on top, or how does that work?
Majority of the time, hair salons, it starts off commission-based, then you can do chair rentals, and then what else is another one? You can own your own salon suite or your own business or whatever, so... Our salon is all commission-based, so we don't get paid hourly, but we do, they take a commission out, you know?
Yep.
And you don't get paid while you're sitting there. So say if some days I don't have clients, I'm sitting there until the next one walks in.
Yeah, I was like that at a car dealer.
Yeah.
They would pay you hourly, and then with your commission checks, you have to pay back whatever that was, and then anything else that was left over was yours. So
I don't know how that, I've never... been to a salon that is hourly. I don't know if they have that or not. We're $10.99, so technically we're, you know.
Sure. So I was wondering how that all worked out because, like you said, if I'm sitting there all day, I could be making nothing. And
And there's days, I have done that. I haven't done it in a while, but, like, you know, there's when I first started off, I would sit there and, you know, wait for 4 hours waiting for a client. And, you know, at the very end of my day, like, either a freaking highlight would walk in and I'd be like, oh, gosh, I waited here all day for it. And then this happened. But
what's the longest thing you have to do? So haircut, or you only do women. What's the one thing that takes the longest to do? Is it coloring, or is there something that someone comes to you like, take hours?
Not hours. I would say when you're blonding takes a while because you have to let them process or, you know, put them under heat, or extensions.
Okay.
I would say about 3 hours at most for doing a full head of highlights or a full head of, you know, balayage or whatever.
Wow, that actually is a long time.
It is. I mean, depending on your person or your client, it can be a lot faster. But say if you have someone new that you don't know their hair, what's in it, you have to consult, do all that stuff. So typically I would say a highlight balayage stays there for around almost 2.5 to 3 hours.
Okay.
I like the salon environment. I like being there just because I love all the girls and whatnot.
Is it like a guy that goes to a barbershop just to talk to the boys? I feel like that's a thing for girls too then, yeah?
There's a lot. You take in everybody's problems pretty much, you know.
Nice.
Constantly you're talking about someone's day and what happened to them.
Yeah.
And, you know, pregnancies, deaths, all that stuff, you know.
You're a therapist.
People kind of just, they'll get in, as soon as they get in the chair, they just kind of let it all out.
That's interesting.
Sometimes I don't even know the people and they'll sit in the chair. I think it's also nervousness too, of maybe not knowing that person sometimes, that they'll just sit in the chair and just be like, oh my God. This happened today, or this, you know, and it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So now let's go into some other things that you do within your life because I don't really know a whole lot other than we go on vacations together, which is cruises.
Talk about that though, too. How many times have we actually all hung out?
I was just saying that yesterday. I was like, you know what? We've actually only all gotten together 4 times total in our life. The first time was unplanned because it was on the cruise where we met. And that was in 2020 on the COVID cruise. So I always find that so interesting because that week we met, I think it was day two.
Yeah.
Because Enyo and I were in the Sexy Man competition. I believe day two was a cruising day. So we met the second day technically. Yep. And then we all hung out throughout the week, little here, little there. And then you guys came all the way 8 hours to our wedding for one day.
We kept up.
We
kept up here and there. Like, we'd send, you know, things on Facebook or whatever. And then I think you guys were just like, hey, you guys should come.
So I vividly remember. No, I don't vividly remember. I think this is what ever was said when we first left that first cruise was, hey, if you guys ever get married, send us an invite. And for some reason in my head, I remember that. So I said, hey, we got to send them one. She goes, yeah, we do. Absolutely. And you guys came and drove 8 hours one way. Mm-hmm. Just
we'll
to
never
get
do
there.
That again. We'll fly next time.
We'll fly
for
next
sure.
time, yes.
It wasn't a bad drive, but it definitely was not a fun drive.
And so you came all the way from here to Winona and stayed basically 24 hours, really, is all it was.
Yeah. And then got back in the car. And
No, wait. You guys came in that Friday night.
Yeah.
And you left Sunday morning.
We went to your guys'.
What do you call it?
I don't know. I'm not married, so I.
And yo.
I get it though. I get you know. Steps.
Yeah. Well, we had our. What the heck is it called before the wedding? Rehearsal dinner. Oh my God!
Gracious. Too many drinks on the boat this weekend.
It's been a whole year.
Yeah, we got some foggy brain.
So then you guys came there, and we. Contacted you and said, hey, we should go on a cruise. We're going to go on Icon this year. And sure enough, it was like less than a month later, Enyo, I think, texts me and goes, hey, we're all booked and going. I'm like, awesome.
Wait, really?
This is amazing. Yeah. And then just after we had gotten off this last one, which, by the way, Icon was amazing, and that's where the last episode happened with Enyo on as well. Yeah. And then we, but less than a month later, we all said we're going to come out here. And I booked our tickets, and we've been waiting for like 5 months, I think is what it was.
It went by really fast. We were just sitting there saying, too, though, like, seeing you guys is, it's like you, I don't know. It's like you guys never even left.
I know.
Like, we just seen you last week, it feels like.
I know. That's It does feel like that. I don't know what it is. But there are people like that. You get together with them, and it's just like...
Where did the time go?
Yeah, you pick up right where you left off. I have some friends like that back at home, and then I have some other friends that are, you know, you're just, they're not like that, so you kind of know. But, yeah, that's always been so cool. But anyways, let's talk about cruises now. Bruises and cruises. So you have only been on what, two, was it?
Yeah.
That was your second one?
Yep.
Okay.
My second one.
Your thoughts for those who don't go on cruises, recommend or?
I definitely recommend it. I mean, come on. We met amazing people while down there. It's fun for that reason itself. I would say for people that are not good travelers, that don't know how to go and do different things, it's you know, go, like constantly all day long. So it's fun because it keeps you entertained. It keeps you busy. You're always doing something, you know?
Right.
And I say the bigger the cruise ship, the less motion sickness you get. So, I was someone that was really scared to get on a cruise for that reason. I'm like, I don't do good with motion like sickness, but.
Did you have any problems on either one?
You know what? It's really weird. The Symphony of the Seas, I had zero motion sickness, and I remember actually being on that cruise ship. We had the worst winds that entire week. Remember what they said? It was like we had terrible weather on the Symphony.
I think we couldn't get off at one of the stops, like San Juan.
Yeah, something like that. We had really bad weather, and so I remember someone saying like, "Oh my gosh!" And I never felt, you know, motion sickness once on that boat. The Icon, however, now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, I did feel it like day five where we were sitting at dinner and I kind of like, oh, shoot. So I wouldn't put on a patch. But
you did put one on?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah, it did work. It worked decently. But honestly, like I'd say if you're on a smaller boat, you'd think that you'd feel it more.
Yeah. I mean, well, when you're talking the size of the Symphony compared to the Icon, you're talking... Yeah. I think it's like 10,000 gross tons. Now it's a lot, don't get me wrong, but in cruise standards, you're talking not very much difference in it. So the patch does work.
Patches do work.
Because there's a lot of people that
you don't
know.
Feel it. It's like you're literally in like a city in the middle of the water, you know? Yeah.
Well, I have a lot of friends that say the same thing. Well, I get motion sickness. I don't want to go and be miserable.
And you don't.
So you've already told me that.
Yeah, I get it bad. And I barely got it. Like it was... Like, I think I was looking for it more I was sitting on the thing. I'm like, wait, do I feel it? And then I did.
Oh, wait,
but it could have been also the booze talking to them.
Oh, no. Well, so another question I have then. Yeah. When you go out on the lake, do you have to do anything for motion sickness? Because that's definitely.
I haven't felt it yet, actually. I haven't really been out there with terrible weather yet.
Okay.
Like, so when there's those white caps or it's super windy, we really don't usually go out.
Sure.
So, no. I don't know, actually, because when I was super hungover in Florida, I think it's when I drink.
Then you get motion sickness?
Yeah, because when I was out in Florida, I got it so bad off, like, a boat probably that size.
Yeah.
And I was just right off the front end, just yakking.
Was that after you guys left the cruise?
Oh, no, not.
That, no, this is a different time? Okay.
No, but after the cruise, even though, too, I was pretty motion sickness on the boat. Yep.
Because I remember you guys went to Enyo's dad's house, and we're sitting there in the airport, and you guys are out on the ocean, and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Dang.
No, I did. I think it's because, I don't know, we'd had drinks for 7-8 days straight. You know?
Correct, yeah. The drink package, worth it.
Is, yeah.
Now, here's another thing that people always say, and I want to get your take on this since I've been on, like, 18 of them. I don't want to get on a...
18 cruises?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly.
You didn't know that, huh?
I didn't know 18.
I believe this Icon was 18. I've been going since I was 6.
So you're a cruise person?
Very much so.
Okay. Would you be down to do any other trips? Or do you feel like you always have to go on one?
No, I don't feel like I have to. Like, give me an example. It's got to be something fun. Like, okay. So here's an example. 2021, the year after our cruise, when everything was shut down, Steph and I, we drove to South Dakota with our two dogs.
Okay.
And, fun. I mean, we went and saw Mount Rushmore and all those
like,
things.
So you're pretty, you guys go pretty much every March, right?
Mm-hmm.
So would you guys go, like, say instead of skip a cruise, would you guys go to, like, Italy or, like...
It's possible.
Or, you know, somewhere else. It's possible. Colorado. Or...
I always thought taking a cruise in Italy would be cool. You go to multiple places, right?
I guess you could do that too. I've actually heard the European cruises are pretty cool.
Yeah, but see, I always think like, okay, instead of sitting in one spot, I could take a cruise and only hit that port. Yeah. The only problem with it is, like some people will say, we don't get to spend much time there. So I get
that's
that
what I'm
too.
Saying. Yeah, because I felt like when we were in Roatan, you know, it was such a small island. So getting in that car to go up the hill took us like 45 minutes and then 45 minutes back.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
We were only on the beach for like a half hour and then we had to leave. So I was like, you don't really get to take in any of the beauty of any of the places that we go to. That's the only downfall I would say about cruises. And two, you know, you get off so early in the morning, you're pretty hungover. So you're like, you know, you're dragging around. I remember in Cozumel, I was down pretty bad. But then we got on those.
Then we got on the ATVs.
Then we got on
the
ATVs. And I was totally fine. But
yes, you were.
I remember getting there. I was like, oh, gosh.
And we jumped into the Batcave.
Yeah, that woke me up.
That was cool.
I'll forever do that. Cold water is what I need.
Jump into a Batcave too?
Oh, yeah, that too.
That was kind of crazy. I didn't even realize how many bats were back there until they like flashed a light on it. I'm like, I'm not a big bat fan by any means, but I guess everyone else was doing it. So I was like, well, I think I can probably handle it myself. Because here's a question I was going to have. Oh, no. Actually, I want to go back to yours. I would like to go to Hawaii for a week. Because we got
cruise, though?
No.
We did that, though.
Nope, we did that. And the problem was, since we had to get rerouted because of the Maui fires, we didn't get to spend any time at, like, Maui or any of those places.
Which is where you would want to go.
That and...
Well, see, too, that's another thing. It's like, you're waking up to a beautiful view with your, you know, balcony suite or whatever. But, like... That's something that I would love to do is, like, wake up and, like, open the doors and you're in Italy or, like, do something, you know? You don't get that on a cruise.
You don't get that. Nope, you're right. Yeah, you do get to see a bunch of places.
And, too, like, you're seeing the same promenade or whatever.
Heck, yeah.
Every single
seeing
time.
Seeing the same bartender.
What is it? Sorrento's?
Sorrento.
Sorrento's. Gosh. Every single day.
That was great.
Yeah. I get it. It's fun. It's a cool thing to do. I'm just someone, like, I can only do things... so often, you know, like I have to see other things. I have to go do stuff. Like I'm totally down to do another cruise because we have to. I mean, you're cruise friends now.
Yeah, that's right.
But no, I want to go to like Bali. I want to go to all those fun places.
Yeah, I got to think of places I would want to go to. See, when I think of vacation, I think it's got to be warm.
Have you ever been to Vegas?
When I was 7. With my grandparents.
I've never been to Vegas.
I wouldn't mind going again.
Which is shocking. We go to Florida, like, religiously. We're always in Florida. But I definitely want to go to Vegas.
Well, Steph and I were taking...
good luck there.
You got some good luck there?
Yep.
Steph and I were taking a trip down to meet her mom in the Mesa, Phoenix area in October because they have a park model home down there in a community. So her mom wants me to come see it. And I said, well, here's a time that
we
I could definitely go.
There.
Can't take a cruise there. Can't take a flight there, unfortunately.
Okay.
And
I guess that's the same.
It'll be fun though because I've never really been to Arizona to spend time. I did one time with my
grandparents. Or like the Grand Canyons or any of that stuff.
Yeah, that'd be awesome to see.
So Enyo, I don't know if he mentioned this in the last podcast. So he grew up kind of troubled. You know, he got sent away to Utah, Zion, for about a year and a half. I'll let him get into that in the next podcast.
Next March.
But, yeah, next March. Yeah, so he got sent away to kind of like one of those programs. You know, he's a troubled teen, 12 years old, got sent away to Zion for about a year.
I did not know that.
And you didn't?
No.
No way.
Yeah,
okay, well, that's a conversation to have.
We're having it right
now. Get out of here. Get out of here. Yeah, he got sent away at 12 years old to one of those programs. Have you seen the program on Netflix?
What's it called?
The Program.
Oh, no, I've never seen that.
It's kind of wild, and it's actually kind of freaks you out a little bit. But Enyo says that his experience was something that saved his life. You know, he was doing a lot of bad shit as a teen, and it was mostly probably for attention or whatever, you know, and whatnot. But basically, got sent out there, to Utah. I forgot what the place is called. Something Creek. I don't even know. But anyways, it's a hotel now. So a couple years ago, we were going to do that where we were going to fly in there, stay at maybe, you know, the place that he lived at for a year and go hiking up the Grand Teton or whatever. I don't even know any of
Grand Tetons.
Yeah. Go see the Grand Canyon and then stay in Vegas for 2 days, you know.
But, oh, I bet he would love Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. But the program, back to that thingy. So it's like basically, yeah, troubled kids get sent away to these places. Majority of the time, these kids were so bad that parents would have someone come in the middle of the night, pretty much take you from your bed in the middle of the night and put you on a plane with these random strangers.
Oh,
a lot of these people in the Netflix show describe it like that. Enyo says it's like, you know, his situation was completely different. He said that, you know, my parents, I voluntarily went there. I wanted to better myself, you know, and a majority of these parents that sent their kids away never knew that these programs were, you know, bad. And these kids, some of these kids in the show explained that they were, you know, getting abused. And some of the people that worked in the program were like, you know, hitting them or locking them in these rooms. And, you know, it's like a military school. It's basically like, you know, they have to kind of whip you into shape.
Yeah.
But I remember Enyo was explaining it when we first met. He's like, yeah, like, you know, it was a boys and girls side. And he goes, and I remember one time, you know, when we'd leave the building, we'd have to walk in a straight line. And if we looked outside of, you know, the line, or if we turned our head to the left, he goes, a point was taken away from you, you know, and you were there longer. Like, it's a level system. So you have to build, you know, your way up to leave.
Okay.
And Enyo did a very good job at doing that. Like, he skyrocketed because he did what he was supposed to. He worked the system, you know. He used it as like a something that saved him, kind of, you know. As these other kids were kind of like, why the hell am I here?
Yeah, well, especially if you were forced to go there. Yeah, and you didn't know
why the hell am I here? I don't want to do this. So yeah, they would be there longer because, you know, they'd almost get in more trouble.
Sure.
Almost.
So I did not know that.
You have to watch the program. It's actually pretty messed up. But
yeah, I went to Vegas one time when I was a little kid. I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
So my grandparents took me out
couldn't
there.
Couldn't gamble.
No, I couldn't. And so I was the only grandchild on my parents' side, or my mom's side, and they took me out there on a road trip. It was me.
It's kind of family to Vegas.
Yes. And that exactly what you think.
Those are sweet grandparents.
However, there was so much stuff.
There's so much to do, though. There's shows, there's restaurants.
They had arcades galore. This was in 1994.
I don't know anything other than like pool parties and all I can think of. I've never been there, so I wouldn't know.
That's what most people would probably think too, and I think that's what most people thought when my grandparents took me there when I was seven. But I had the greatest time. We were having so much fun, and there was a lot of things to do.
Of people in the what is that, like when you walk through the
was that enclosed mall you're talking about?
Yeah, I don't. They have a name for it.
That wasn't there then.
Really?
This is 1994.
Oh, this is old.
This is older, older. Not that old, but we're like now they have that enclosed mall, I believe, and stuff like that, and it's painted on the roof like.
Well, don't they call it Old Vegas and then New Vegas? There's like a spot.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been there. I should go there again. That would be kind of fun.
Hey, Arch. Like, we could go to Vegas.
I feel like you can go there on a weekend.
It would
and
just
be
me, you, Stefan, not Enyo, because Enyo would be lost in the casinos.
You'll have to go down a week in advance just to get it out of the system.
I know. Like three days earlier. And then you'd be like, oh, now I can hang out with you guys.
So I want to go back to I had a cruise question for you.
Yeah.
Because most people, whenever I suggest a cruise, they're like, oh, I can't imagine getting enclosed and trapped onto a boat. That's a lot of the comments I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Is it anything like that?
No. It's a city in the middle of the water.
I know.
It's literally like... Oh, goodness.
No wonder he's troubled.
I know. So many nipple rubs. Anyways, no, it's honestly really fun. It's like I said, it's a city in the middle of the water. Yep. I don't feel like you're really – there's so much stuff to do. I've never been on any of the smaller ships, so I wouldn't know. But it's pretty crazy. You know, you walk onto this thing, and it almost looks like you're walking into a mall. They call that the promenade, right?
Right.
That's the main floor. So you walk in, you know, you got your – three different restaurants. You got a shop. You got, what else you got? You got karaoke bars, a comedy club. I mean, there's so much to do every single night. And you get this app in your phone. And you basically schedule your whole week, you know, of what you want to do. So, like, one night, you know, the boys could go to the casino and gamble. And then me and Steph can go to, you know, the shows. Stuff like that, like, you can do. Every day is a new day. I feel like it's so big on these ships that it's something new every single day that you can go do.
See, that's one thing I didn't actually like. Back in the day, you used to be able to just walk into the show and go, but nowadays I think they try to make it more streamlined to make sure everyone gets into it, because nowadays you got a schedule, and I hate that.
That's something that's a little hard sometimes too, because you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know if I want to go to this show. It's awesome. I'm glad that we get to be able to do all that stuff, like, because the Broadway shows.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Me and Steph went to the Wizard of Oz, and it was so cool. Like, that, I'm so glad we didn't miss it. I remember we were sitting there talking, like, oh, do we want to go? Like, do we have time? And, like, we felt rushed, so we just ran in and hurried up, threw something on after we were at the lake or pool all day, and went to the show.
Uh-huh.
And it was well worth it.
I'm just glad she has someone to go with.
Yeah.
That was nice.
That's why I have to go now every cruise.
We went to the one that I remember that I did not care that much for. I think it was Mamma Mia, and I was like,
oh, see, I would have liked that. Cool.
You have, see,
the first one that I went to when we were on that cruise ship with you guys was Wizard of Oz. I made Enyo go with me. It was pretty cool, but
yeah.
I'm telling you, that was the best play I've not the Wizard of Oz. Hairspray was. Wizard of Oz is the best one that I've ever seen.
Well, that was in this last one.
That was, yep. Yeah. That was amazing. They did so good.
There was one, it was on the Oasis, I think, of the Seas, or one of them. Anyways, it was Royal Caribbean's production, and it was called Come Fly With Me, I believe. Yeah. And it was amazing.
Is that Frank Sinatra? Or whatever it might be.
Yeah, well, we listened to that the other night. and it was reverse order of the history of aviation. And it was the coolest show, but it was like a singing musical one, but it was one that I could get behind.
See, I like that. I like the musicals. Musicals are my thing.
That's good.
I like the Hairspray.
Speaking of musicals, how is your smooth jazz love for that yet? Have you loved, I've given
you, know
you
what?
4 days of it now.
I am a smooth jazz girl now. I'd have to say that it's, it really spiced things up, you know?
Spiced it up.
We'd wake up in the morning, we'd start making eggs, and Chris would be like, hey, Alexa, play smooth jazz. And we'd sit there and be making breakfast. And we're like, actually, makes you happy.
And then we were having steak dinners, and Frank Sinatra's on in the background while having wine and bourbon. I mean,
we invited our friends across the street, and Chris goes, hey, Alexa, play smooth jazz. And our friends were like,
what the hell?
You're seriously playing smooth jazz right now? And then you wait a couple minutes, and they're like, all right.
That's not terrible.
It's not terrible. It's actually kind of nice.
It's relaxing. It's sophisticated.
Yes. It's very.
You don't always have to have the damn house bumping.
No, you don't.
No.
It's not, and you can still kind of think, you know, in the back, like your mind's able to still, but you're listening to the smooth jazz.
Yeah, and it's just easing your day.
That makes sense.
Your guys' house is crazy because it's like all automated.
Yeah.
And you have speakers out here, which is even better. And so you can have nice smooth jazz going on while you're having a cigar out on the patio and enjoying your view of boats, because it'll get much better than this. I mean, if you're a boating fan living in a marina, that's like your end all be all.
We're total boaters now, you know.
Were you ever a boater before this?
So I grew up near lots. So Linden actually has Linden and Fenton actually has tons of lakes.
Okay.
We probably have, I'd say, 5 lakes, but they're smaller ones.
They're not this ice.
No, gosh,
this is,
no.
Yeah, this is quite
big. This is
like
a great lake. But, no, we had smaller lakes. And I mean, my dad had a boat for a little while.
Okay.
He had a speed boat. And then my friend always had, you know, we always had pontoons on these lakes.
Yeah.
So.
And now you have a paddle boat, too?
Yeah.
Just to go through the canal here?
Jet skis. We had a paddle boat. So to our right over here, they just built a tiki bar. So
over there, but you can't see it
over that way. And we became really good friends with the owners of it's a gas station tiki bar. We're really good friends with these guys. They sold Enyo the lot actually to build our house on. And they're wonderful people, but they actually drove over this pedal boat on the back of their trailer, and they gifted it to us because Enyo likes to spend a lot of time over there. So Chris, which is our other friend, he said it was a good business investment for Enyo because, you know, he would take the jet ski over there and get a little too drunky. And they'd call me and be like, hey, Bella, can you come and pick up Enyo? And that got a little tiring. So they gifted us the pedal boat.
So where do you put
he could find his way back home.
Where do you put the pedal boat then when you go over there?
Right here. It's right on the side of the house.
No, no. Like, where do you, when you go over there, do you have to park it?
Pull it up to whatever, you know.
Wherever the boats are?
Yeah. Wherever we can get an open.
I suppose at that time, nobody's really over there with a boat anyways because it's nighttime.
Yeah.
That's probably a good business investment and also health investment.
Yes, good health investment because no one's, I don't know if you can get a DUI on that thing, can you?
Don't ask me.
It's not motorized. It's you pedal, so.
Driving while intoxicated.
And really, you just pedal across the canal. It's like, if you see how big it is, it's like parking right there. So he just hops in his little, pedals in his little pedal boat and.
Oh, man. Well,
there you go.
Is...
And he magically has a drink in his hand.
So what else do you do other than, cut hair, go on vacations?
Well, Chris, my life is very simple, you know. I have two cats, Mona and Millie, and I am a great mother to both of those ladies. Actually, I'm going to show you Mona right now.
Bring Mona over here, studio audience.
Studio audience. We're going to...
Oh, time he starts making his worth over here.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Uh-oh, here comes a returning guest.
Here's returning guest, everyone.
Hey, big wave for Enyo.
What's going on, gang?
This is Mona May.
Mona May. How old is she?
She is 6 years old.
6 years old. Oh, and the flutter away.
Say hello, Mona May. Say hi. She's a little camera shy.
She's a little camera shy.
She usually has a lot to say.
So she's the lazy one, and then the other one, I don't know where...
That one's Millie.
Millie is
she's not... She's not really an outside cat. This one likes to be outside all the time.
So...
Yeah.
How do you become a cat gal? Well, you grew up with them?
I never was a cat person. Neither was Enyo. But one day, we found her. We rescued her. She's part of... They call it in... populated areas, the CNR cases, it's called clip and release. So basically what they do to cats so they don't, you know, populate, whatever, is that they clip the ears, spay them, and throw them back out in the wild.
Oh.
So Enyo's little, this is when we lived with his dad at the time and his little brother. His little brother had like five, I have cat hair all over me.
Ah, the old cat hair.
The old cat hair. His brother had a bunch of his friends over and, this is when I lived in Linden still. I lived in Linden
choice
still.
Of cat ownership.
I know, I could feel it on my lip. I would drive an hour on the weekends to come and stay, you know, at his dad's house with Enyo. That sounds weird.
Why?
Because I'm going to stay at his dad's. I don't know.
Oh, I swear.
It just sounded weird. Cut that one out. No, so I would drive about an hour to go and stay over there. And his brother was outside at like 6 a.m. I'd wake up at 6 a.m. and leave because I knew he would go to work. And his brother pulled an all-nighter with his friends. And I walked out at like 6:30 in the morning and four of his brother's little buddies were just sitting there at the... They had like the same thing, like patio outside.
Sure.
And they were just playing with this little white cat. And she was beat up. Like, she was skinny. She had, like, cuts on her face. And they're feeding her pizza rolls and toast. And I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing? And they're like, we found this cat at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. So we stayed up all night with it. Like, we didn't want to leave it. And so I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm looking at her, and she's so skinny. Like, you could tell she was hungry. She was literally eating the pizza rolls and French
toast. Well, yeah, that sounds like a night of drinking.
Yeah. And so I'm watching. I'm like, I'm getting ready to leave, and I'm just sitting there looking at this cat. I'm like, I can't leave this cat. And it was so nice. You know, she was like, she just wanted to be loved. Like, take me home.
And that's Mona? Home.
Yep, that's okay. Mona. So she's like, take me home. So... And he was like, I looked at him, like, should I keep her? And he goes, I don't know. That's going to be a really expensive vet bill. And I'm like... All right, whatever. I'm just going to take her. So I took her back home, you know, fed her some Friskies, which is a can of cat food. And she ate, like, demolished this food. And I kept her for a couple days. And then I took her to the vet, made a vet appointment. And it was only, like, $125. She was already spayed.
That's not bad.
Nope. She had nothing wrong with her. They, you know, put her on some, like, deworming medicine or whatever, too.
Sure.
And yeah, no, she's been in her life. So when I found her, they said she was anywhere from 6 months to a year.
Okay.
So I believe she's around six because we've had her now. We've been together for 5 years. So she's got to be at least 5.5 to 6 years.
Okay.
So. Yeah,
and then what's the story with Millie?
So Millie.
I think Millie's somewhere around here.
Millie's Bring her over.
She just happens to be.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Whoa.
Look at that.
Oh, look at those blue eyes.
So she is a bi-colored blue
blue-eyed angel.
Yeah, blue-eyed angel.
Blue-eyed angel. Ragdoll.
You can see her little eyeballs. She's so cute. But no, she was a really expensive cat.
Oh, more expensive than Mona that you thought was
going to be? More expensive cat. I've always wanted a ragdoll. And
that's what it's called?
Ragdoll. Yep. They're okay. Known for ragdolls because they're so like limp. This one yeah. is a psychopath, but her breed is very chill. But yeah. She's a little
The blue cute. Eyes is pretty cool. Yeah. Unique little feature there.
What do you say? Do you like podcasts?
Yep.
Yes, she does.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it. Yeah, she is a little tyrant.
How old is she?
She is what? Eight months now, I
think. 8 months, yeah.
Yep.
And they all leave the podcast studio one after another.
Yeah, they're kind of camera shy. Thanks,
will she run away?
Yeah, she would.
She would run away. Mona just sits out in sunbathes.
She's never been outside. These cats are actually not supposed to go outside because they're more prone to, I think, diseases or whatever. I don't know. I looked that up online, so.
But Mona, no big deal?
Mona likes to be outside. She chills. She does not go anywhere. She likes to stay put. She wants to hang out and sunbathe on the patio. Yeah, she's pretty cool. She's a cool cat.
We got
pretty lucky.
Have you ever had dogs at all?
Yeah, so yeah. I had a Doberman and a, we still have the pit bull lab.
Still, you like cats better? Not sure.
I mean, I love my dogs. I want a dog really bad. Yeah. He won't let me. He's allergic to like majority of the animals.
Okay.
But I think if we got like a doodle, that's what I want is a doodle.
Yeah, one of those hypoallergenic
Eventually,
dogs.
At one point, I think he said like when we have kids and stuff like that, then that's a good time to get a dog. We probably will do that. I would say I'm a cat person now. They're more easy to take care of. You know, you just feed them and let them go. They do their own thing. They entertain themselves the majority of the time.
That's good.
We are kind of weird cat parents. If you go into our house, we actually have a Harry Potter room underneath our staircase. It's not an actual Harry Potter room, but it's a cat room. And it's got like cat pictures everywhere. So it's like underneath our staircase. And they just go under. There's a little window, a cat door. And
you have lights in there and you light it up and it's like a tiny room for cats with wallpaper. It's so funny. That's what I was telling you about earlier. I was saying you guys got like all these cool little features and that's one of them.
Yep.
I've seen the dog houses on TikTok.
That was actually Enyo's idea and the catio. So we have a thing. So we have a little door, a cat door that goes outside and it's like fenced in. So
catio. There it is.
Really? Who's more obsessed with cats? Me or him?
Him.
I would have to say him.
I mean, then if you did get a dog, you'd have to get something really tiny so all the doors work the same.
No,
Don't do tiny dogs?
I don't like tiny dogs.
No tiny
ankle
dogs.
Ankle biters is what I call them.
Little chihuahua.
Yeah, little chihuahua.
Oh, gosh.
I don't judge, but I just don't like the small dogs. Small bladders.
Small bladders.
Like Christopher.
That's me. If I don't have any food.
I'll tell you what,
every
you guys.
10 minutes.
I'd say every 5 minutes tops, Chris had to pee.
If I don't have any food in my system,
yep.
Absolutely.
We were on the boat, and
yep.
The gas station is not even like four houses down. It's right there. And we stopped there to drop our friends off, and he's like, I got to go to the bathroom. We're like, didn't you just go pee? He goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of funny.
Functioning.
He's a functioning.
So probably about time we probably should take Stephanie for her birthday somewhere.
Yeah, we should. I think we definitely need to take Steph for...
What's on the agenda, do you think?
So today is Steph's birthday. Can you believe it? And we're doing a podcast on Steph's birthday.
And she's only going to be 17? 18 now?
She's
really young, yeah. She really...
18 mentally.
Looks really young. 18 mentally.
But we're going to take her... We're going to take her to a place called C.J. Barrymore's. And it is a... amusement park.
Yeah, there you go.
And so you can tell I'm not really good with my words. So it's a go-kart place, and there's a couple different things that we've seen. There's a Ferris wheel. I've only been there once, actually, and I've lived here for a year now.
Yeah, you sold me on go-karts. So.
Yeah, there's go-karts, there's a roller coaster, there's a mini golf, and then when you go inside, there's a bowling alley, there's a huge arcade room, like two stories wide. You got some, laser tag.
See, we're going to be like teenagers again.
So 18.
Yeah. It's cool. Steph's 18th birthday. Steph's 18th birthday. That was very good.
So yeah, there's tons to do there, and it's right down the street, a mile down the road. Yeah, and actually today's a wonderful day to do it because the weekends are more busy. Yep. So we have to wait in the long go-kart lines, which is rough. We were in the line for probably like 45 minutes at a time. That's so it not sucks. Fun. So today's a great day.
And also, I mean, it's cloudy now, so we had our two sunny days on the lake, and that was fun.
It's a perfect day to go and race some karts.
Yeah,
and
a Monday.
Destroyed.
Do you think we should sing happy birthday to her?
I absolutely think we should sing happy birthday.
Should we get Enyo out here too?
Yes, we should.
Should we try to get her out here?
Yes, we should.
Enyo!
Stephanie!
Get out here!
Get your ass out here now!
Didn't take much convincing.
No. So we are going to sing. Wait, get Stephanie, get the birthday girl.
Is she out there somewhere?
She's getting ready.
Oh, then we'll just sing happy birthday to her on the podcast. Get in here, we gotta sing happy birthday to her.
Okay.
Well, then she can watch this sometime.
Here, I'll take a seat. Here, I'll scoot over. Oh, Mona's gonna sing too.
Do we need to warm up our vocals?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Meow meow meow.
Happy birthday, dear Stephanie.
Thank you for breakfast.
Happy birthday to you.
Man, we sounded great.
That was good.
All right. Well, that was another edition of Brews and Cruise with my friend Bella Blank and her crazy boyfriend Enyo, who you probably remember.
And you'll see next March.
Who you'll see next March.
All right. Get out of my podcast. Just kidding. Thanks so much for having us.
Yes. If you like this, please subscribe, download, tell your friends. But you can find this on all major streaming platforms and YouTube if you want to watch. But I want to thank Bella Blank for being my guest with kicking in the morning with a little Red Bull. Cheers.
Bruising and cruising. Cheers.